Okay, I think we have run it. Or them.
Outrun what? All I heard was a funny noise. In my experience, it's never worth hanging around to find out what it was.
Well, I'm not quite sure what I heard, Dr. Weasel, but I know I didn't see anything out of the ordinary.
Dr. Weasel? It's pronounced Weasel, Dr. Garland.
No, I don't think so. There's no H in Weasel.
The H is silent.
It doesn't matter. It's just not spelt like that.
Look here, my dear. I know how to spell my own name. I spell it with an H, and I pronounce it Weasel. Okay?
Okay, Dr. Weasel. It's your funeral. See if I care.
You ain't like her already, Doctor. Can we keep her?
From out of the distant pockets of time and space comes Dr. Weasel and Advik Goose. Their mission, survive the horrors of the universe and die trying. Shouldn't that read, or die trying? Okay, have it your way. Last time, the Doctor landed in 1970s Pottingdale at a secret governmental botany station. But does the answer lie in the soil in Dr. Weasel and the Demented Daffodils of Deneb 7, Part 2?
Okay, Dr. So-called Weasel. You've got the time it takes for this kettle to boil to explain yourself. I wasn't kidding when I said this was a classified governmental institution. I pick up the phone and I can have some soldier boys here, quick as you like.
Look, Dr. Garland, would it help if I showed you my identification papers? Might that smooth your lovely furrowed brow?
You've got identity papers for the Ministry of Floral Plants and whatnot. This, I have to see.
Shut up, Advik, or I'll send you back to the Wizardess. Now, where did I put the ID? Neverlasting Gobstopper? Sherbet Fountain? Toilet Brush? Ah, here we go. My ministerial ID. I'm sure you'll find it all in order.
Dr. John Weasel, Special Representative, Ministry of Floral Plants and whatnot. Well, I guess it looks official enough.
See? You can trust me. And my intern...
Supervisor! Oh, what's the flipping point? Yes, I'm his intern.
Well, in that case, I'm sure you won't mind if I double-check with the ministry. It's a bit late at night, but there's probably someone who could verify this pass. You two stay there, and make yourselves useful. Make the tea.
I'll make the tea then, shall I?
It's what interns do. 4 sugars in mine, please, and see if you can rustle up some custard cream.
No wonder you need a sonic toothbrush with that much sugar. But come on, Doctor. That pass you showed Dr. Garland. That's never going to work.
Don't you worry your little brain, Advik. It's psychic delusional paper. Shows the viewer whatever the owners told them it says. And no matter what she actually hears on the phone, she'll think it's genuine, thanks to its delusional powers.
And you've had this handy little thing for long?
Ah, yeah, got it out of a dispenser at Shoppington's. Bargain price, it only works on more primitive brains. Like humans. Oh, and you. The effects don't last forever, but it should last long enough for our purposes.
Here's your pass back, Dr. Weasel. Looks like you check out. Thanks, Advik. The tea looks good. Wish I'd told you to make coffee now.
Excellent. Now we're all friends, Doctor. Look, can I call you Jill?
If you must.
Well, Jill, on behalf of the Ministry then, would you just mind bringing me up to speed on what you're doing here?
Okay, well, the naughty explanation is we're growing new varieties of plants that have been recovered from various exotic locales by other Ministry scientists. Then we subject them to different growing media, nutrients, temperature, that sort of thing, and then pass the plants on to the team at Exeter to explore their biomedical potentials. All really good guys sort of stuff.
And is there anything particularly special about the plants in Greenhouse 7?
Actually, yes. Jerry brought those bulbs in at the start of the year, but he was really cagey about their provenance. I did wonder if he got them illicitly, but they grew into pretty mundane narcissists. Daffodils to the layman.
Are you telling me, Doctor, Jill, that we just ran away from a load of daffodils?
Well, Advik, to be accurate, you ran away before you even knew what was going on. I guess, then, that funny noise we all heard must have been natural after all, though.
I'll admit, I never heard anything before quite like that, Doctor. Guess we just must have all been startled. I should really go back just to take a better look, in case anything's been damaged.
Might be an idea to wait until dawn, at least. I'm not sure I fancy wandering around your experimental greenhouses in the pitch black. I might fall over a rake or something.
No, we'd never be that lucky. But I agree, Doctor. If there's something funny going on in Greenhouse 7, I'd rather tackle it at first light. Perhaps after some breakfast. Maybe we ought to go and check into a local hotel?
Hotel? Nearest hotel is actually at Baker's Ridge. That's easily over 40 miles away. Were you planning to walk? Actually, where is your car? I'd have been notified at the gate if a taxi dropped anyone off.
Ah, yes, quite. Do you need to look at my ID again, Jill? I think you'll find it quite distracting.
No, Dr. Weasel, I don't. No car, no lodgings. That is odd.
Perhaps we best be making tracks, Doctor. Thanks for the tea, Dr. Garland. Flowers, eh? Wonderful subject, yes. Well, we'll be back in the morning to...
To check things out. You chillax, Jill, pop a stress pill and take it easy, eh?
Chillax? Whatever does that mean?
I don't want to worry you and Julie, Dr. Weasel, but there's a military vehicle outside disgorging what appears to be a load of very grumpy-looking soldiers.
Oh, Groblox. Jill, is there a back way out? About a trapdoor or a trampoline at a side window?
Right, you two. Hands in the air. Dr. Garland, you too.
Sergeant Benetton, what is the meaning of this? Jerry and I were assured Entity would keep out of our way. I can assure you when the Colonel hears about this...
Dr. Garland, all in good time. I'm sorry, but you were acting most peculiarly on the phone earlier. Almost delusional, like you couldn't hear me telling you we've never heard of a Dr. John Weasel from the Ministry. Or, for that matter, the Ministry of Floral Plants and whatnot.
Oh, well done, Doctor. Tell me... Is your delusional paper and use toilet paper? Because it appears to be a great pile of crap!
Have on the delusional paper, Avic!
Quiet, you two. Right. Put in Dale HQ secure. Now, Corporal, go tell the old man it's safe for him to come in now.
The old man's here? In the middle of the night?
I'm beginning to wonder if these flowers are rather more important than a bunch of duffs. And, might I ask who this old man is, Sergeant? It's not Winston Churchill, is it?
Churchill died 7 years ago, Doctor.
No, I'm talking about Colonel Alan Archway Badger, Commander-in-Chief of Entity. Attention!
This really isn't my night.
Who are Entity? What interest is botany to the armed forces? Are Welsh separatists behind the whole daffodil plot? I certainly know because I've read the next script, but you'll have to wait to find out in part 3 of Dr. Weasel and the Demented Daffodils of Deneb 7.
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Telly Audio Enterprise production featuring Randolph Weasley as Dr. Weasel, Clinton Goose as Avid Goose, Sarah Meadows as Dr. Jill Garland, and Elliot Stewpot Stewart as Sergeant Benetton.